Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirma Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Bava Kama Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, looking at Mishnayot Hey, Vav, and Zion in front of us. We're only going to look at Hey today because, as is our usual approach, since the Gemara will only that we're doing today will only be discussing Hey, that's where we will confine ourselves. Hagozel Chaviro Shavu Pruta V'Nishbalo. So back to Gzeilav. Somebody stole a Shavu Pruta and took an oath and then admitted to the death, your debt. Yolichenu acharav l'madai. And now we have to identify which authority would say that you have to chase the guy down and give it back to him and not wait till he comes to you, but only if you took a Shavua. Loiten lo livno v'lo lishlucho. You can't give it to his son or to his agent. Avalotein lishliach beitin. You can give it to shliach beitin. V'meit yachzir liyoshav. And if the fellow dies, you can give it to his heirs. Skip to the next amud, to the beginning of the Gemara. Nishbalo in lo nishbalo lo. It's only if you took the oath that you have to chase him down. Mani lo ritar from Dvar Bekiva. A famous machloka between them, and we'll see that neither opinion seems to fit here. And then we will try to associate ours with one opinion or with another opinion, and in the end, perhaps both. Titanya. Gazal acham nechamisha v'niot emez emehen. A guy stole from one of five people. He doesn't know which one. Chol achar omer otiga gazal. Each one claims to be the victim. Maniach zeila v'nehem v'nistalek. The Rebbe Tarfon. Tarfon says, we had the same approach of Rebbe Tarfon with, if he was Mekadesh, one of five women and didn't know what. He puts the ketubah between them. He puts the value of the theft in front of them, or the item of the theft in front of them, and let them deal with it. This does not solve his ethical problem. He has to pay everybody money. So, if our Mishnah was Rabbi Tarfon, even though he took an oath, then nonetheless, he still just leaves it in the middle. He doesn't have to chase down the guy and make sure the guy gets the money. The reason we say that is because our case of the five, we did not find a distinction between an oath and not an oath. And Rabbi Kiva would say, even if you didn't take an oath, you have to make sure that each possible victim got the money. So approach number one is, the Olam Rabbi Akiva, he armished his Rabbi Akiva. The case there about the five was a case where you did take a shvuah. And in that case, you really have to find each person. You have to give it to the fellow on the day that you are declared guilty or that you're guilty. Meaning that that's in the context of Shvuat Sheker, of Ashram Gzeilot. And so it's only with an oath. That's when you have to chase the guy down and give it to him. Otherwise, you can wait for him to come and claim it. Rabbi Tarfon says, even though the guy took an oath, the Rabbanan still made a takana, and now this takana is not the same takana. Tanur Belozer Rotsadok Omer Takana Gdolayit Kinu Shmatau Tzayi Tera Al Hakeren Mishalem Karen Vachomish Leveti Numevi Ashamo Mitkaperlo. But the point of this takana is not, this is not our takana. The point is to say that the takanat hashavim, the whole notion that the Rabbanan made takanot in order to make it easier for you to return stolen items, applies even in this case. Rabbi Tarfon would say that even if you took an oath in this first take, everybody agrees that in the case of the five guys, you took an oath, then you admitted the guilt, and Rabbi Tarfon says, still, you can leave it there and walk away. Kiva says, Ki avu rabbanan takanta hechaduyad leman gazlei. Kiva says, the takanat chachamim of takanat hashavim, which is both in the case that was invoked by Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok and in the famous case in the Mishnah, is all a case where you know who you stole from. The kibahad of them and one of them are. You're giving him money. So instead of the beam, you're giving him the value of the beam. It's takanat meresh. Kazal chamni chamishav leyadal leman gazlei, but when you stole from one of five and you don't know which one, the kibahad of one of them are eight. There's a 80% chance that the right victim's not going to get paid. Lover rabbanan takanta. There is no takana there. So, Meitir Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, he challenged that first take. Tavron Mikiva did not disagree about a case where it was a mekach. You know that you bought from one of five people, and you don't know which one. Because I know I bought something from one of the five of you, and I didn't pay money. Here, I'm putting the money in the middle, and that's it. Almanechlaku, shegazal achad mechamisha b'nei adam v'nei adam v'nei gazal. Only in the case of gzeila. You have to pay each person. Now, if you think we're talking about a case of Shvuah, it's Shvuah Kfirat Mamon. If you bought from one of five people, and all five people come to you and say, you bought from me, you never paid me, and you take an oath that you don't owe them, and then you admit it, or steal, same thing. It's shua kfirat. It's kfirat mamon, either way. Ve'od meitiv ravu, we have another challenge. Ma'aseh b'chasid echad, there's a story about a pious man, shalakach mishnim b'nei adam, v'layodeh me'ezem en lakach. He bought from one of two men, took the item, did not know from which one, did not know who to pay it back to. He told him the same thing, put the money between them and walk away. You have to pay each guy. If you think that the case is a case where he took an oath, the case of the five that we invoked as part of the Nasugya was a case where the guy already took the oath, chasid mimishtab v'shikra, right? They're talking about a chasid who, according to that, lied under oath. Well, chasid wouldn't do that. Maybe he was a bad guy, took an oath, and later did tshuva and became a chassid. We have a little bit of an in here that any time that we use the phrase maaseh chassid echad, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava or Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai, it's either the famous Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, one of the Harugei Malchut, or the famous Rabbi Yehuda, the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai, chassidim yikar havu. They were not sinful people who later reformed themselves, but they were always pious, so we're not talking about somebody who took an oath. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says what he says, even if you don't take an oath. And Rabbi Tarfon says, of course, you only put it in the middle and walk away. Ela liola Tarfon hi. That means that our Mishnah is Rabbi Tarfon. The case of the five where you put the money between them was when you didn't take an oath. And our case where you did take an oath. Umad Rabbi Tarfon, hecha di ishtaba. He says, if you took an oath, then you have to go pay him. My time. Now we invoke the same pasuk. You have to pay the guy on the day that you're guilty. And Ashma here is of lying under oath. Rabbi Akiva, what would he say? Even if you didn't take an oath, he still fines you because you stole, and it's only in the case of theft, you stole, and you don't know from whom you stole. You have to make restitution to all five potential victims. Rabbi Tarfon says, think about this. In the case of taking a shvua, nothing's going to happen until he admits his guilt. So, my yirivinishba, what do you need the oath for? So, filu b'lo shvua nami. Tatanya moder bitarfon ba'omer lishnaim gazalti echad mikem. Maneh ve'eini yodea eizeh mikem. I know that I stole a maneh from each of you. Noten lezeh maneh lezeh maneh. Rabbi Tarfon admits that in such a case you have to do so. Shekvar hoda b'pi atzmo, because he already admitted that he owes the money. All right, which means that now Rabbi Tarfon is not going to work out well, because according to Rabbi Tarfon, once you admitted that you owe the money, you have to pay him even without the shvua. So therefore, our Mishnah should not demand that it's only if you took a shvua. So that means we originally said that it couldn't be Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Tarfon. Then we said it was Rabbi Akiva as a case of nishpa. Then we said that the case of the five is nishpa. Then we said that can't be because of the chassid echad and other arguments. Therefore, we said it must be Rabbi Tarfon and the case of the five was lo nishpa. And in our Mishnah, where nishpa, he has to chase him down. Then we say that doesn't work because, after all, nishpa is based on the idea that he admitted it. If he admitted it, I don't need nishpa. He's chayv in any case, as Rabbi Tarfon himself said. Our Mishnah is unique and different. There's two pieces here. A, he knows who he stole from, and second, he admitted that he stole. Since he now can hand back the money to the guy who he owes it to, and it's as if he says, I have your money. If the guy took an oath, then even though the other fellow said, you can hold on to the money, came into boy kapara lo sagya dematale adei. There's a new feature here. He took an oath. That, of course, is the whole point of the sugya. Why would taking an oath be different? He took an oath, which means he needs kapara. And he's not going to gain kapara until he actually gives the money to the guy, even though the guy said, hold on till I get it. Halo ishtamba, but if he didn't take an oath, havigabi pikaron, then it's like a pikaron, adematib maivishakule, until the fellow comes back and collects it from him. So if the guy who you owe the money to, and you did not take an oath, and you admit that you owe the money, and he's off in Yechupitz, so he's waiting until he gets back from Yechupitz, and you don't need kapara, because the hashavas exhale you're ready to do, you've actually sort of done by admitting it, you're now holding the money for him, and there's no issue of kapar because you didn't take an oath. If you took an oath, you need kapar, which cannot be affected until you hand back the money. A brilliant answer by Rava to really take the machlok, we talk from Akiva, out of the equation here, and plant our Mishnah in its own firm soil. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up in the on Kuf Dalet, which will be further analysis of Mishnah Hey, and then later on we'll begin our study of Mishnah Vav on Kuf Dalet Amud Bet, and we'll go to Kuf Hey Amud Aleph in the next session. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.